David in Connecticut has a situation in the garage. Tell us what happened.
Well, I have a 21 and a half by 21 and a half foot garage floor, and over time, a third of it has sunken, and it's now down on one corner about 10 and a half to 12 inches. I had a contractor come and gave me an estimate and said that they thought they could slab jack it, which is a process where
you
they
mean mud jacket.
Bolt in. Pardon
you mean
me?
Mud jacket.
Mud jacket, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it didn't work, and now I'm told that the only recourse I have really to keep it from continuing to recede over time and break up more and more is to basically drill it all out and replace the floor. And I wondered if you had any other solutions and what your thoughts are, whether any of that is something that a homeowner can do or whether you should get a contractor.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, the good news is that the garage floor is not structurally connected to your house. It's essentially just a surface for your car to rest on. The reason it dropped so much is because underneath it, probably the surface was not prepped when it was first installed. There could have been debris in there that was organic, you know, trees, whatever, paper, we don't know, that sunk and collapsed, rotted away and collapsed. There could have been that the soil was not properly compressed and tamped. So there's a bunch of reasons that that probably happened. I do agree with your contractor that the best way to fix this is to tear it out. In fact, I never would have told you to try mud jacking with this because I think that the expense of doing that would most likely be wasted, which apparently that was what the situation, that's the way it played out. So I'm sorry for that, David, but I would recommend that you tear it out. Now, what can you do yourself? That slab is not going to be as hard to break up as you might think.
Mm-hmm.
And you could probably rent a jackhammer for not a whole lot of money and break that up into manageable pieces and get that all cleaned out yourself and just have the contractor come in and pour a new floor. You may, because it's down so much, need to add some fill. And if you do that, it's going to be really important that that new fill dirt be tamped.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll have to be done mechanically so that this does not happen again. And lastly, when you do put in the new floor, make sure it's reinforced, okay? Make sure they use a woven wire mesh to reinforce it. And if they do it right, you're not going to have any further problems with cracking.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome, David. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.